Hello and welcome to our new series, Scripture Spinning Class, a workout in Bible study. Of course, I'm taking the popular exercise routine spinning classes that everybody has taken a liking to. Can't say I've ever done one myself, so for all you spinners out there, and I'm talking about the band from the 70s, which we all used to love, the Spinners. And that song that comes to mind from another group that said, spinning wheel, got to go round. But I'm using the exercise analogy of a spinning class that is designed to get you in the mood for a little bit of exercise, but exercise in the spiritual realm. And it's a workout in Bible study. And this is the introduction to that. And I would encourage you to do your own personal study and reflection based on some of the things that I will bring to mind. All of us at some time have looked at the Bible as a daunting task to decipher its contents. Now, it can be confusing, it can be complicated. And since we're talking about spinning classes, some things in the Bible can actually make our heads spin. But we need not fear going deeper because we have the assurance that we can indeed know the truth. Let me read from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 32. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus' words in the Gospel here. Prior to that, he had said, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, naturally, the context here is talking to the Jews and about their faith, and that the truth of Jesus, who is the way, the life, and the truth, will indeed set them free from the legalism and the law and the penalty of sin. But as I've said, oftentimes, Scripture can both be contextual, specific. It can be preceptual, a precept. It can also include a principle and a promise. I'm using it here in its application. Remember, Scripture is not boxed in. It is living and active, fluid, if you will. We can't contain it. And while we should never take something out of context to twist our own particular doctrinal bias, nonetheless, it is pliable in that regard. So in this application of analogy, of the truth setting you free, is that in general, as a principle, truth can set you free, can set you free from bondage, it can set you free from a lack of understanding, it can set you free from a number of things. For example, let's say someone is gripped with anxiety and they do not know the truth about what God says and have therefore not believed it, not received it, not appropriated it, and acted on it, they would still be in bondage to anxiety. So, for example, the scripture, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. If someone either does not know that verse, or has heard it and it has inoculated them to the point of it's no longer having the effect that it is required, they will not necessarily have appropriated it. And therefore, that truth that the word says, do not be anxious. And if you really want the peace of God, this is what you should do, is to pray and to believe and to trust and to keep on doing so until God gives you the breakthrough in this manner. He knows the perfect timing when he wants to set you free. But the truth that can set you free is right there before you in the Word of God, which is living and active. And because of that, you may not be set free from your particular bondage or particular thing, if you will. So we can know the truth now, bringing it home to the Bible study part of things. We can know the truth to set us free in regards to studying the Bible, so that it doesn't become this daunting task, it doesn't become this confusing, complicated thing that causes our head to spin. Let's look at another verse now in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 to 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 to 16. But God, and by the way, but God, that word but is a small word, but means a big thing. Anytime you see but God or but something, is the Holy Spirit butting into your thought process to say, hey, listen to this, listen up. It's like, verily I say unto you. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. We are looking at going deeper in the scriptures with this spinning class, this workout. We are going to be going deeper into the scriptures and how you actually can use this as a principle. So let me continue with that verse. The Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man, except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. There's that but again. But we have the mind of Christ. You need not fear going deeper, the deep things of God, because we have the assurance that we can know the truth that will set us free on anything we read in the Bible. And because we have the mind of Christ, we can discern the spiritual things which are from the Spirit, from the Holy Spirit, the Paracletus, who will lead you and teach you and guide you into all things. So when you're thinking about certain passages in the Bible that are difficult, certain things that appear boring, you know, genealogies, chronologies, all of that historical accounts, don't let it look like a mountain to you that you cannot climb, and so you ignore it, because you actually ignore it and miss the blessings that God has in the richness of Scripture, in its fullness, every word, every jottle, as Jesus said, that is written there. It is written, is for your benefit. So I encourage you to not be afraid, to know you have the mind of Christ. Look at those passages I just cited, John 8:32, 1 Corinthians 2, 10 to 16, and then ask the Lord to show you. I'm going to leave you with three questions to ponder, and then next time we're going to pick up with the problems that can cause your head to spin out of control. The first question is, when did you first start reading Scripture? And what led you to that? I want you to think about that, maybe jot it down. And if you want to drop me a line to tell me what your answer is, that would be great. Or the comment section on the podcast. The second question is, what confused you the most and why? And the third question is, which scriptures makes your head spin now? So when did you first start reading Scripture? What led you to that? What confused you the most and why? And which scriptures make your head spin now? Father, I thank you for your word, which is living and active. I thank you, Lord, that the spiritual man can discern your word simply because the Holy Spirit indwelling in us. will lead us into all truth. So I pray for everyone listening, Lord, that you will begin to prompt them, to speak to them, Lord, and to assure them that they can understand indeed the spiritual things which are written. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.